and we just each one put what all we thought we could put in there. They didn't have no certain amount, and for that reason, we just put whatever we wanted to in there. I don't know whether they got to use all I put in there or not.
If you could fix your most favorite meal, the whole thing with dessert and everything, what would it be?
Fix it for myself.
Mm-hmm. You cook the best and you like the best?
Well, I don't know. We cook everything from dumplings. And
what's your favorite, though?
Well, now, I really don't have that kind of favorite. You know what I mean? I can eat any kind of meats, mm-hmm. and I love all kind of vegetables. But now my husband, he loves chicken dumplings. They're crazy about chicken dumplings, mm-hmm. and my children love chicken dumplings. You know, we didn't have no butcher around here. I always did all the butcher myself. I might not cut up them chickens like they ought to be, but still, they're cooked. And when they get cooked, well, we make a little of that thin bread, that little hoe cake bread, you know, uh-huh. put it in the stove and get it good and brown.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, they just eat the going in the cupboard. My mother-in-law used to even clean the scratchers of a chicken. You know, the chicken feet, the feet that it walks on. You can skin those, and they're just as white as snow, just
really?
As clean as any part of the chicken. They tell me they're delicious. They tell me they're delicious.
Oh,
I never eat the scratchers.
The scratchers.
The scratchers. She used to laugh about cooking even down through the scratchers.
Uh-huh.
And I remember years ago, back when my oldest son was in school, one of the boys that was coming to this community and was working, he was doing some apprenticeship work. I don't know what he was taking. Can't remember now. But he was boarding a rooming in Cannon. And he knew my son live here, you know, and so he came down here one afternoon. I never had met the boy. I had the biggest pot of dumplings on cooking I've ever seen in my life because I knew Danny hadn't had any dumplings since he'd been off school. And when we got ready to eat that afternoon, late that afternoon, I told Danny, I said, Danny, come to supper and bring the boys with you. Whoever was here, we always invited them in and have potluck regardless of what we had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any idea. This boy didn't come from this part of the country. Whether he was raised in town or whether he was raised in city, I don't know. His mother was a teacher and his sister taught. I can't remember where he was from now, some part of Georgia here. He brought that boy in with him and I said, he said, Mother, he's going to eat supper with us. And I said, I don't have anything but chicken dumplings. Reckon he'll eat chicken dumplings? And he says, that's the reason why he wants to eat supper with us. Says he is craving chicken dumplings. And I'm telling you, them two boys sit down here and eat the office mess of chicken dumplings I have ever seen in my life. And it just did my heart good to see that somebody come in here that liked those
and
dumplings.
Loved them.
And back years ago, in this big long kitchen here, they used to have benches to the table. Back years ago, back when Radford, before he and I were married,
mm-hmm.
they had benches that went on each side of these big long tables,
mm-hmm.
you know. And grandmother used to laugh. She said, well, I used to pile them tables, benches full of younguns, you know, and fix a big pot of dumplings, put them on here. And she said there wouldn't be a bit left, but says they'd even eat up through the scratchers, you know. And they really did like chicken dumplings, but it did my heart good because we found a boy that would share
yeah.
that good meal with
enjoy
us, you know.
Enjoy them. Appreciate
yeah.
all those
That's
dumplings.
All. So I don't really know what my favorite food would be. I've been baking cakes ever since I was standing on a stool. The first time I remember about baking a cake, I had to get on a stool up at the old stove
mm-hmm.
to help Mother, and I'd get on a stool up at the table in this big old mixing bowl, you know. Well, that mixing bowl was almost as big as I was,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure. And
was it another
that.
Wooden one, or was it like a regular?
No, this was a pottery bowl.
Oh.
But I remember them big old spoons we used to see. We didn't have no mixers then. We had to mix it by hand.
Uh-huh.
You had to beat that stuff.
And
I mean,
strong
you,
arm.
And count those strokes and make sure you had 175 strokes, you know.
Uh-huh.
We got our exercise like that then. We didn't have to.